KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
As tributes pour in for Pope Francis, a church in KZN says the pontiff's teachings of love and acceptance extended far beyond the Catholic faith. St. Peter's Square has been flooded with mourners. The Pope died at the age of 88 yesterday from a stroke and heart failure. World leaders are remembering his commitment to marginalized communities. Father Desmond Nair of Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in Westville says the pontiff touched the lives of many with his message of compassion and healing.
That's what he was for us, to lead and guide the church along the way of Jesus, who is the founder, and to bring to people, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, a real sense of who God is that extended way beyond Catholicism, it extended to all human beings, that we need to be accepting of everyone, regardless of their ethnicity, their gender, their sexual orientation, or their religion or nationality.
Just hours before he died, the Pope had blessed crowds who'd gathered for Easter Sunday. Details of his funeral are expected later today. As preparations continue, the search also turns to his successor. Our Sky News reporter Cam Hall has more.
135 senior bishops known as cardinals who must be under the age of 80 will hold a series of secret ballots in the Sistine Chapel. They'll be cut off from the outside world and keep voting until one receives a two-thirds majority. The famous white smoke will then be released and the new pope will greet crowds who'll gather in St. Peter's Square. It's all expected to take place in the next 15 to 20 days.
That report by Sky News. Now, the controversial VAT increase is under the legal spotlight. The planned 0.5% hike is being challenged in the Western Cape High Court today. The DA and the EFF believe the increase was rushed through Parliament with proper scrutiny or debate. The hike will push the VAT rate up to 15.5%.
This follows what we view as an unprocedural adoption of the fiscal framework by the Standing Committee on Finance, which was adopted through a narrow margin on the 3rd of April 2025 in the National Assembly. The fiscal framework, which contains the VAT hike proposal, must be stopped and could have been stopped if political parties such as Action SA, BOSA, Rise Mzansi did not allow themselves to be used by the ANC to pass a budget with VAT hikes.
And CFF's Omphile Maotwe, the VAT increase is set to take effect in 10 days. The leaders of both political parties are expected in court today. And motorists in Cape Town have raised concerns over an automated surveillance system that's being used to enforce seatbelt laws. Some drivers claim to have been issued with fines for seatbelt violations with unclear or missing evidence. The City of Cape Town has confirmed the use of cameras for enforcement, but some drivers argue that the system's problematic. The situation has sparked renewed calls for better oversight to ensure that drivers aren't penalized unfairly by automated systems. Now, there's one weather alert that you need to be aware of. For yellow level 1 warning is in place for KZN's northeastern region. Severe thunderstorms accompanied by strong winds, hail and excessive lightning are expected from the afternoon until early tomorrow morning. Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees, Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Burnley and Leeds promoted back into the Premier League. Spurs suffered their 18th Premier League defeat of the season. And we'll take a look at the day 3 results at the Curzon Easter Rugby Festival.